Our lesson today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. Hear the word of the Lord. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, I told my brother to divide the family inheritance. Tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbiter over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly. And he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones. And there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. It was my first time ever flying out to somewhere by myself. I had a 3-day, 2-night trip for a seminar. The night before the departure, I was home, and I was a bit excited and a bit anxious. And I was going over my head if I had everything I needed packed. In the middle of the night, I realized I didn't pack toothpaste. So I woke up out of my bed 12 at midnight to pack my toothpaste and realized that I didn't have a spare to pack. The toothpaste I was using had one last good squeeze for the morning. So I couldn't pack that one. So I went out at midnight to Walmart. Do you remember when Walmart used to be 24/7? Well, that night, I found out that it was no longer 24/7. So I got home. I told myself, I'll wake myself up earlier to go buy a full-size toothpaste. I bought the toothpaste the next morning, went to the airport, and was late for my flight. They changed the time for me, but that meant I was going to be late for my seminar. And by the time I was checking in at the TSA, guess what happened? It took my toothpaste. Why? It was too big. I wasn't paying attention. But think about this. I woke up early in the morning, missed my flight, late for my seminar, all for a toothpaste that I couldn't take with me in the first place. And the thing was, I was fine without it. There were plenty of places where I could have walked and bought a toothpaste at the seminar. I share this story because there are lots of times in my life where I wouldn't let go of things that weren't really all that important, which ended up negatively impacting on things that really were important, where I failed to see the big picture because I was so focused on an insignificant detail. And just like how the TSA have a list that I should have looked at that you can and can't bring to your journey, our scripture lesson reminds us what we will be able to take and what we can't take in the end. Because if we are not reminded of this, we will end up like the people in these stories. We will become distracted on things that really don't matter, which will distract us from the things that actually are important. It's like the story of Mary and Martha that is found in the chapter before this, who was distracted by many things. But while Martha was distracted by many things, the two men in the story, the little brother and the foolish rich man in the parable, were distracted by one big thing, which was money. The brother focused on the inheritance he does not yet have but wants to gain. And the rich man is focused on resources he does have but wants to enlarge. And all of these concerns and worries distracted them from what was really important. And the parable is a reminder that our life isn't all about gaining or enlarging wealth. That is just one small part of a much bigger purpose. And the important aspect of life that these two men were distracted from is revealed at the end of our scripture reading. As it ends, "So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God." Being rich toward God. Jesus reminds us that's more important than gaining or enlarging our wealth in life. Now, our text by itself does not tell us what being rich toward God entails. But Jesus has already more than enough, explained what that is in the texts that comes before and the text that comes after. Being rich toward God means being like the Good Samaritan. You remember that story? We talked about it 2 weeks ago. What was that about? Using one's resources for the benefit of our neighbors in need. That's what it means to be or being rich toward God. Being rich toward God means choosing to listen and to live the word of Jesus as Mary did. Being rich toward God means prayerfully trusting that God will provide for the needs of our life. Being rich toward God means letting things go and giving alms as a means of establishing a lasting treasure in heaven, which I believe we will cover more about it next week. All of these things I just mentioned is what it means to be rich toward God, loving God with all our hearts, with all our strength, and with all our minds, and with all our soul, and loving our neighbors as ourselves. I'll end with this. As we prepare to take communion this morning, I want you to imagine a big banquet table with lots of food. What will we see in this meal, in this setting? Will we see our necklaces that we treasure so much? Will we see our cars? Will we see our houses, our garages, our storage units full of our stuff? Will we see money anywhere on that table? Our fine chinas for those who collect dishware? Will we see any of our earthly treasures on this table, this banquet table prepared by Jesus Christ? Will we see any of that? No. Because we can't take any of it with us. What we will see is not all that important. It isn't. Because the scripture says the things that we will see at the end will be beyond our imagination here on earth. We can't imagine how wonderful, how great it's going to be, but it's going to be beyond even that. So what will we see in the end? If you think about it, really not that important. The more important question, I believe, is not what we will see, but who will we see? Who will be at the table? And I want to remind you today, the lives you touch here on earth will be the only thing that will have an eternal impact in the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.